The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Another beautiful day, and everything is perfect, as all of life is perfect. You've probably I've heard me say that before. So welcome to the show. Thank you. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for spending some time to share your day with us. Of course, you know what we do here. We talk about raising it to a higher level of consciousness, and we want everybody to wake up and realize that they are God. For you to simply know that your purpose here is to learn and to act more like God. Coming to this planet is an honor. And by the way, while you're here, there's something you must pay. You're paying the tax on the land. You should be taking care of it. It is not for free. How surprising is that? But it is still an honor to come. Just earlier, I was having a conversation when I realized that what happens is when you decide to make this journey to come to Earth, and yes, you do choose to make this journey to come to Earth, what happens is somebody, a close friend of yours, some relative, some spiritual existence of yours on the other side will automatically, because you follow in a group, you travel in a group, will automatically choose to come with you. So let's say, for example, you choose to come here to be an actor. Another one of your spiritual colleague will choose to become the director of the movie or the stagehand of the production set, whatever that may be. You might be the coach that teach me how to do to act properly or to do my parts or whatever. You are the coach or to help me remember my lines. You might choose to become the makeup artist. So you see, at some point, as you are living the life, if you should find the purpose and stay with it, you are living the life, and you will inevitably be in contact with all the people that you're familiar with, be it the baker, or be it the stagehand, or the coach. You're still connected to that person. We're always connected, regardless of being in a body or not being in a body, you're still connected. So at some point in this life, you will run into all the people that you run into is somehow connected to you, and it's not by coincidence. If your bond with that particular person is very strong, try to make an eye contact with that person. You can almost feel that jolt. You'll feel the energy. You'll be reminded of knowing this person. How many times have you said, we've met before, we know each other from somewhere, or you're so familiar to me, not necessarily the words or even the physical shape, but maybe the demeanor or something brings you back to that comfort. Much like if you had a smell that you remembered when you were from childhood, in your adult years, as soon as you get that smell, you will automatically remember that place and that time. And if it was a good one, it'll bring you a smile. We have come from love, and when we return from here, we go back to love. There's no judgment. There's no hell, and I've said that many times. There's no down there. As a matter of fact, there's no up there either. It's just here. We want to wake you up to your sense of reality and for you to understand that there's so much more involved in your spirituality, so much more involved in your life. You have dignity, you have directions, and you have a purpose. That is the reason we're here, is to fulfill a purpose. You are a spiritual existence, and the more you choose to live in that life, the more you'll live that lifestyle, the more you will understand your purpose. Today's show, we're going to talk about questions and answers, and some of them are just the questions people or just have wrote into us, and we've answered them as best as we could. But every once in a while, I do the entire show on what we call questions and answers, Q&A. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Today, we're taking a spiritual journey. And again, all of this is to wake you up for you to truly understand you are the God that exists. There is so much more to you than you're led to believe. You are much, much bigger than you see yourself. The world is all interconnected. The spiritual existence is the energy that makes the world what it is. Every animal you meet, every living being you encounter carries the same energy within you. Same energy, cannot be destroyed. Unfortunately, you can't increase it. You could deflect it or use it in other ways. When you do pass, and it's just a side thing, you will return to what I consider home. It is home. It's where you live. Coming here is taking a vacation or going to see a movie. You will inevitably return home. And when you get home, you will be spiritually reacquainted to all that has ever been a part of your existence from forever, eternity. There is no such thing as time on the spiritual side. Our show here is to try to wake you up for you to realize all that. You're not insignificant, and whatever you do, please do not take the blame on yourself. When our loved ones pass away, we're not to grieve them. It sounds gross to say that, and you know, even morbid for some people, but they have gone home to their great place. They're still connected to you. You could still communicate with them if you have the proper method, or if you practice, do the walk. They're never disconnected from you, and they could never be disconnected, and we never die. This life goes on and on and on. It's not nice to say our bodies that we're living in this human form, it's not as significant as you think it is. It's a glitch. It is like going, it's not a bad thing, I'm just saying it's not huge. But when you go home, you'll get the grand pictures, the picture of everything. All the decisions that you've made, you will now understand them and why. The directions that you've turned, the people that you see, you will understand their role in your life as a human being. I've said many times, what happens to us is not a coincidence. You're consciously hearing this and you're wondering maybe to yourself, why would I choose this? I don't know. Only you know. And by finding out the why, you would have found your purpose. This is why we speak about finding your purpose. The spiritual path is the guide. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are the top shelf. You made your own decision to come here. you're not to feel bad or guilty about any situation that you're in. One of the questions that's going to be answered today, I may as well get to it right now, is at what point in our lives do we pay our karma? What point do we pay the karma? Well, typically, the minute you choose to let the body go, or the body goes, it breaks down, it gets old, it gets diseased, the minute that is done, the debt of the karma has been paid. In most cases, it probably was paid from the act that you've committed. You'd start the payment there, maybe in the form of guilt or resentment or remorse. If you're the one who think you don't feel bad about it, and you've done this, and there's no debt to be paid, well, you're paying that debt as well. You know how they say there's no difference between negative publicity and positive publicity? It is all publicity. Well, try to equate that to, if you've done something and you don't think you're paying for it, if you keep it on your conscious mind and you're remembering it, oh, you're paying. Now, you may say you're not feeling bad about it, but the debt will be paid. And that's answering that question. At what point do you pay your debt? It starts the payment right away. Be it good or be it bad, the rewards are the same. And when you leave here, everything that has been a part of you and a part of the people that you will meet anywhere in life, that will stay here. You've come from love. You will return to pure love. And while we're on the topic of the love, love, it is not an emotion. It's a state of being. And I'm going to get some pushback on that. But it's a state of being. I want you to think on that for a long time, because we often think that the love is an emotion. All that we are is the love. It is a spiritual existence. It is a state of being. And it doesn't get involved with the emotions. You may have to use it to ramp it up or do whatever the case may be, but be mindful at all times. It is not the emotion. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about raising you up to a higher level of consciousness. We're talking about waking you up. I want to thank everybody who's taken the time today to come and sit for the show or stand or whatever you're doing. Remember, and everyone, all my listeners from all around the world, remember, our journey here is to work on becoming more godly and understanding and learning for when we return. Thank you for coming and welcome home. Okay, I had to get through that because I needed to lay it out there and let everybody know. Today's our show, and I said it's about questions and answers starting out. And I want you to understand these are the questions that were sent in to us. Some of them were over the air and others were just text to me after the show, or because we do a repeat show on another night, Thursday nights, same place, and from 10 to 11. Okay? You must know that you should not live in fear. I really, really hope you know that. To live in fear or to fear dying is, you're not living. You're too busy worrying about what could happen, knowing full well it will happen. But once you do it, we go through the doorway, we're reincarnated, and then it returns and you start again. If you choose, you will start again. You are going to see all the ones that you've encountered again and again and again. Always. Yes, it's sad, and this will answer the first questions. We will be reunited. You will be reunited with our past relatives. on the other side? The answer to that question was yes, you will. Past relatives, friends, people you've been involved with, and the enemies or whoever that you think you've made here, you're playing a role. Like I said earlier about the actor, and everybody that surrounds you is a part of that team. The neighbor or friend or enemy or family member, God forbid, you should be really hating is you're connected to them for that reason. That person is probably helping you play the role or do your purpose. So you are connected to everyone that you encountered, that you will encounter in your life. And I said, if you can see, make that eye-to-eye contact with that somebody, you can almost feel the connection. You will definitely feel their energy around you. Another question we were asked was, what is sin? And I asked a friend of mine just this question a while ago, and she asked me what's the answer to it, and I said, I'll explain it as I do the show. Sin, okay, so it comes from a word that means fail. And the word means that you didn't fulfill. But if you're talking to a minister who strongly believe in all these things, he will tell you biblically, a sin is defying the rules of God. But it's not real because you're a God. You are God. And nobody truly knows your purpose. Your purpose is your personal experience. Not right or wrong, maybe different from others. But remember that everybody within your life is playing a role. And when you leave this body, you didn't die. You simply just left the body. So the word sin is just stating that you're not following the rules of the Bible or the religious things. Is it okay to take another life? Well, you should not. And I've said this before, that if somebody was trying to take your life, you probably have to do all that you can to defend yourself. And then it's considered as a defense instead of killing or murdering. But you shouldn't be killing anything. Which means if that other person who was trying to take your life was up on his spirituality, that taking of your life wouldn't have happened. Therefore, you shouldn't be placed in a position to determine whether or not it is spiritually lawful to kill. So the person who's decided, who wants to take your life and you have to defend yourself, then so be it. But again, the person who decided to come and try to take your life away from you is not doing what he is supposed to be doing, or it, or they. What happens is another question. What happens on the day that you depart the body? You are instantaneously returned to the source from which you've come. You have gone home. There is no divider, no holding cell, no cleansing booth, no waiting for a flight. You are emerging from the existence of being a part of a body. Instantaneously, you're in the other world, the spiritual world. You're just free of the body. There's no go-between, regardless of what others may tell you. There is no go-between. There's just there and here, which is technically all just here without a body. So, many questions I have. The difference is, what is the difference between an angel and your spiritual guide? Your spiritual guide is, like I said, the team that you've coordinated to come here to do that particular task. They're with you all the time. Do they guide you? Yes, that's what they're doing, like much like an angel. Are they separate from you? They're in the spiritual world. Nothing is separate. There's no island of people. You know, everything is interconnected. The difference between the two, and I think we're all confusing the spiritual guide and your guiding angel. They're both doing the very same job, looking out for you. It's like the village that's raising the entire child. The entire child are being overlooked, overseen by the village. The guiding angels and the spiritual guides, they're both doing the same job. Is there a difference between the two? Just by name. or by title that we have created. We're all the same. We're all connected. I would take a pause there for a little bit, and we'll see if we have anything in the way of emails.
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. You could write to us, and our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Shannon wrote in. Shannon said, "Hello, Barrington. I am curious if you follow any of teachings of any of the published books of various religions, and if so, can you explain why you are drawn to those particular teachings?" And that's from Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Let's see here. Amy wrote in. She says, "If we're not from Earth, I'm not sure I get what you mean. Where do we come from? You state that we come from somewhere else, back to Earth. Where is that somewhere? A different planet?" That's from Amy. Let's see here. Carl said, "What is the proper method of communicating to other people and to other beings once they are gone? Do we sit and talk, pray, contemplate their return, contemplate their answer? How do we talk to them?" That's from Carl. Amanda says, "If the concept of God is all of us, why can I not do godly things? If God is a deity who is powerful, ever-knowing, etc., how come I'm not like that?" That's from Amanda. Well, Amanda, there's libraries. No, I'm only kidding. Dan wrote in. Dan said, "Barrington, why do we hate people?" And that's from Dan. Very simple question. Ro said, "Murder and killing are two different things. People that plan to go out and hurt and kill people, that's not right. But in self-defense, that's not murder. That's killing to protect yourself, and I believe anyone would do that." That's from Ro. And let's see here. Patty writes in. Patty says, "The fear that I have is not about dying, but it's about reality of everyday life, from getting sick to suffering to have pain to have injury to not be able to make a living, pay my bills, and fear of being accosted, etc. That's my fear. Fear is not death. Fear is living on Earth." That's from Patty. And back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Patty, we're going to go there first. And to you, sounds like you're living in fear, which you need. We all need to understand there's nothing in life to fear. This is a visit, and once it's over with, we'll enjoy it. We don't know, a lot of us don't know at this conscious, this level, as to when that time will be or how it's going to happen. If you were into a meditative state, if you were to practice a lot of the spiritual teaching and do a journey walk, you'll be able to pinpoint that to the date, to the time. But in the meantime, please don't be afraid of everything, because you have to understand you're just on a journey that you chose for yourself. You had a purpose. You're fulfilling great things in someone's life. The body is a small part of your life, a small existence of your life. Please do not live in fear. You're wasting the time. You're spending the most valuable currency known to humankind, and it's the time that we have here. Enjoy the life. What's going to happen is going to happen. The minute it's over and you've gone through, you will truly appreciate the fact that you've had this honor to experience being in human form. Do not spend life being afraid. And no, nobody, a lot of people are afraid of dying. Very few are afraid of being dead. But in the midst of it all, please enjoy the moment that you're here. We have to learn how to make hay while the sun is shining and take the best of it while we possibly can. To sit and be frightened about, as you express, the everyday activities, the getting older and all these other things and the uncertainties of what's going to happen. We are just simply wasting our time doing that. It's hard. It's easy to say and very hard to do, Patty, but life is too short and we need to see that our glass is always half full and we're always in a positive light regardless of the situation that you think you're in. The minute you start going down that avenue or alley of fear, you are going down the rabbit hole and everything more fearful will follow you. Turn around and realize that this is a glitch in your existence. The spiritual guide that's following you throughout life is there all the time for your help, your protection, your need, and your everything. The team that you have, they're all doing their job. Stand up and live without fear. Okay, Roy, you're expressing the differences between needing to kill and have to kill. Now, or wanting to kill, sorry, I don't think anyone needs to. But yeah, if somebody is attacking you and you have to defend yourself, by all means, you may still have a purpose on this planet that you have to fulfill, and you do need to defend yourself so you can get to it or to take care of your family or just to simply be alive. I said earlier that the person who's taking this attempt towards you, they mean you no good. But they shouldn't be doing it if they're following their path of not, if they're following their purpose of not to kill somebody. There is a huge difference between defending, and I get that totally. I'm just saying, unfortunately, we live in this world where some of us has to build up this defense mechanism, which has become, seems, the everyday activity within our lives. There is a huge difference. I totally agree with you. Dan, if you were, or anybody, Dan's question is, why do we hate? But if you were fully confident within yourself, you're comfortable within your skin, you're happy with your life, you like everything about you, you're having a fantastic time, you're feeling great all the time, and everything is just amazing. You didn't make it up. It is actually how it is. If you were doing that, Dan and everybody else who can relate to that question, you wouldn't have time to hate. We hate because we're lacking love. And once you have to love yourself, once you know what it is, then the natural thing to do is to offer it to others. If you're lacking that, you're inheriting hate, and you hate people being happier, people being richer than you, or being bigger than you, or better than you. And all this is this all coming back to you, 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 you. But if you had in that compartment of life where only one of those things could live, the love or the hate, then you will not have time. Anybody will have time to hate anybody. They will know what love is. And once you know what love is, inevitably you are going to share it. And if you're sharing love, you can't be hating, can you? We hate because we don't feel great about ourselves. And unfortunately, our lifestyle isn't trying to help that any way at all. Spend some time, everyone, dig within yourself and find out what that love is and bring it out. If there's hate in that compartment where the love should be, please remove it because they won't coexist. You have to have love within your heart before you can pass it on to somebody. You must know what you have to give before you can give it. If you don't have a dollar on you right now, it is impossible for you to give me a dollar right now. If you don't have love within you, it's impossible for you to offer it to other people. You can make a gesture, tell a story, or do a dance, but until you know what it is, you won't be able to offer it. Our time should be spent on loving thyself first. And then it'll be easy to offer it to others. And then there'll be a world that does not have hate. But remember, when you're going out and you're hating somebody, it's the lack of love you have for yourself. They know that. I've always said, I say this to a lot of people, when you're busy being mean to me or to mean to anybody, you're also very busy showing them how weak and insecure and insignificant you see yourself. We hate simply because we don't know how to love. Okay. We talked briefly about communicating with others. And how do we do this? The question was asked, how do we work on communicating with others who are not a part of the spiritual world? Well, you have to be in an enlightened sense, and you have to be consciously alert of that person's existence. I said in last week's show, or that entity's existence, I said in last week's show that depending on the bond you have with that person, praying, yes, will make you, oh, by the way, they always hear you. That's let me just get to that real quick. They're hearing you. So if you're praying, if you're talking, if you're writing a letter, they're a part of you. They will hear you. They're part of you. Are you writing a letter? Are you flipping him the bird? Are you? They will hear you, and they won't understand why if you decide to flip the bird. So let's not and say we did. However, you are not having, or you don't have the ability to make that connections to hear them back. What needs to happen is for you to get to a platform, a place in life where you have an open communication and you hear them as well as they hear you. A lot of the times a message is delivered to you through a dream, maybe by a total stranger, maybe by a picture that you see. There's always been a form of intention to communicate with you. They can hear you because you could speak and use words and they're always a part of you, but we've been diverted from or not being able to know how to make that communication go both ways. But they will hear you. They are listening. They will hear you. Seek and you will find. They are hearing you all the time. They're not up there watching TV and betting on the sports game. Their job, you're connected. They're here. There's no up there. There's no down there. There's just here. And that's going to tie into the next question I get about the world. Where are we from? Other world. Well, if you really want to look at it, you're in a physical world right now. And when you leave this physical world right now, you go into a spiritual world. But you're still here. And there's, you know, talk about two worlds. And apparently there's a whole bunch of other ones. But you're in a physical world right now. You're sitting in front of a computer of some sort and you're listening with your ears to a show and you are here consciously in a physical world. When you decide to put the body down to rest, you will go back or move away from the physical world. But you're still connected to it. You're still tied to it. Your family, your pet, your everything is still here. And if you're over there in that spiritual world or you're here in the physical world, you are still connected. The unfortunate thing is we've lost that ability to have the communication with the spiritual world as prevalent as we do when we talk to somebody face to face, eye to eye, or even on the phone or on Skype or Zoom or whatever you do. You're still and you're always connected. Shannon was asking about the particular teachings that I follow or may not have taken some teachings from. Do I follow any particular one? No. All of them has brought me to where I'm at. A lot of the information that I gather over the years, many years of reading a lot of the published teaching out there, and it's been interesting because it's made me who I am. I realize they're all saying the same thing, and the bottom line or the common denominator to all of it is to be a good person, be a helpful person, don't try to take, be a giver. And this thing that I gather from all of them, now every single one of them has had issues that I've, it's confusing to me. It confuses me. I have one particular Bible that I read for a very long time. I just said it, didn't I? And it would tell you that going in, thou shalt not judge. And at the very same time, it will turn around and say, if you're not following these rules, you're a sinner. And for you to tell me that, that's judgment. It says, don't judge, and you're doing it. It's confusing. to me. Shan, thank you for that. I realize that I can't take any of them. I try to find my own path, and they all have great things to offer. And some of them, like I said, for me, and I could go through a lot of the books and find you all these things that confuses me. So I wanted to see if there's another way where I didn't have to listen to things that's going to confuse me. I don't rely on any particular one to guide my path. We talked about communicating with others. I hope I've answered all the questions. Why can't Amy do godly things? Amanda. Sorry, Amanda. How do you know you're not doing godly things? And what are the godly things that you think you need to do? And should that be your purpose? And should you be doing it? What if your purpose here is just to observe? You're here to learn how to be more godlike, because when we get back, we go to our spiritual existence, which is all the great energies of God, or the, if you want to call it the energy, it's there. It's on the other side. We end up back there. I don't know specifically, or maybe you've said it and I forgot to write it down here, but you don't know that you're not doing godly things. As a matter of fact, I know for sure that you are, simply because you're a human being and you exist and you are God. I don't know your purpose, and I'm not quite sure if I ever will, but if you can find out your purpose, and like I said, once we return to the other side of this life, you will automatically understand every single decisions that you've made. You'll say, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Now, you will. It will be clarified. They will clear it. You will clear it up for yourself and understand why you made these decisions. Why was I a part of that? What happened? How come I ended up at the beach that particular day? And you will have all those answers, as well as you will also know in great detail what your purpose was if you don't find it in this life. And you can. There are methods in which you could use to study, to understand, and trying to find the purposes as to why you're here. But this takes the journey through spirituality, takes the journey on the path. And it's easier to get connected, like one of the questions where I asked to had to answer today. It is easier for you to make that communication, for you to make that the connection. And sometimes your answers to the questions or prayers that you have is coming to you in a way of dreams, like I said, maybe a total stranger. Maybe a phone call that you thought was just awkward and weird. We're all connected to the same source. You will always be in contact with all the spiritual guides and everything else around you every day. We just try to convince you to wake up. Wake up and understand that. And once you do that, you will understand your purpose. I want to say, please do not live your life in fear. If for one single moment you stop trying to compare yourself to another being, which is separate but the same, but your purpose is going to be maybe different from that other person's purpose. If we try not to compare ourselves, we wouldn't be hating ourselves so much. We have to focus on accepting what we see when we look in the mirror. A lot of people are not able to do that. They feel as if they've been cheated, they were misguided, told a story. You know, you choose to be in this path. We choose to come to this land, this earth, and live, this world, sorry, and live the life you're living. Again, you may say, why would I choose this? Well, we don't know. To find your path, or to find the happiness through life, which is how you should be living, is always be happy. Be happy inside all the time. You have to get into path. You have to understand your purpose. And a journey down the path of spirituality is taking you to understanding your purpose. But you can openly communicate with people in the other world. It does take some practice. You can openly see and truly understand why you've come here. And the decisions that you made and wrote down, recorded before you come here, all of that can be done from this world. Takes practice, takes some time. We're talking about questions and answers today, and we just basically go through some of the things that people have been confused or concerned about, or just questions, general questions about. You have a direction, you have a purpose, you have dignity. Your entire life is not the body. Your entire life is eternal. You can leave the body, but you cannot leave life. Yes, you could step out of the body or jump out or knocked out, or I don't know how you get out, but you could leave. But you can't leave life. You're a part of all that there is, that great big wave of existence. We're here because we need to practice, and we choose to come here for this practice. Wake up. Wake up. There's a lot more to what exists here than what we're familiar with. Wake up to that reality. There's more to you. You're a human being. You're super human being. And a little question, a little thing about what I think it was Amanda was saying about, why can't I do the godly things, or why? You are. You are just being. Just living. You're here. You're part of all that there is. I don't know if you're going to be the taste tester at the party, or the one who baked the cake, or the one who built the table to put the cake on, or even plug in the oven for the cake to bake. We don't know that, but you see how all those people work together to create that event. The analogy I used a while back again was about a play. Or today, when I said an actor that comes here to play, do something, there's a whole bunch of people that comes with them. And they're all familiar with each other because they've come together. Coincident? Absolutely not. Wake up. Do we have anything else?
We do. Let me see here, Barrington. Stanley wrote in and he says, when we pass on, you state that we will see our friends, family, enemies again. But what about seeing our pets? Did you touch on that? That's from Stanley. Anne says, when we pass on, do we have a choice to say and do that we do not want to come back again? If we want to be done with it all, can we stay where we are? That's from Anne. And Charles says, so you did say that you touched on studying the Bible. Why did you stop? That's from Charles. And back to you.
That was Charles. Well, do you really stop? Once you've opened up a book and you got the knowledge from it, are you really stopping? I studied it for a long time. I think I was born in that trench or that path, and I followed it. And when I turned 16, I wanted to know the most about it. So I definitely dug into it for many years, for about 5 years, maybe even more. And I got the answers that I wanted to get from it. But what the biggest, I think the catalyst of it all, I wanted to hear what the other books were saying. So I got from that Bible, as you've referred to, what I wanted. And then I decided I want to see what the other books are saying. And they're all saying the same thing. Be a good person. The Gita says don't fight nobody, and because they're all connected to you, and you're really just fighting your enemies or your brothers or your sisters. But the majority of them said, to thine own self be true and be a good person. That's what they're saying. Now, they do have takeoff where this says if you do this in war, you'll be rewarded in heaven. That can't be true because we now know heaven, there is no consequence. Not heaven, the spiritual world. There is no consequence. There's no judgment. There's no payback. So the reward of getting there is getting there. So if you're hoping, I used to say this in my household a lot when I was, you know, living with other people, that when I go to my other world, there'll be a prize up there waiting for me. You know, there's got to be a trophy of some sort. And that'd be a very common thing I used to say in my house. But then I realized that, yeah, the journey there is the prize. Because you're here for a task, and once it's over, you go home. You get up every morning or so, and you go to work, and you do a task, and you come back home to your home in the physical body. You've come to Earth to do something, and once it's done, you're going to go back home in the spirit, from the physical body to the spiritual body. I didn't stop studying it. The information I gathered from it was enough from that I wanted to get out of it, and I will carry it for the rest of my existence as a human being. And there's always good and bad. Like I said, some of them I find very confusing, but you don't really stop. Once you've opened the door, you can't unring a bell. That's not possible. You're exposed to that sound, it's yours for life. You cannot unring a bell. So did we stop? No, I just moved on to something different. And you're wanting to know that after this journey, do you come back? Do you have the choice to say, I don't want to come back and stay? And yes, no, you don't come back if you don't want to. You choose to be here. Your decision to be here is why you're here. You chose the path. So you can also not choose to do that. But like I said, it's you're rotating through something, right? You're leaving the spiritual existence, you come into a human body, then you're going back to the spiritual existence. Maybe it's like riding the roller coaster, right? And depending on how badly it scares the bejeebies out of you, you might not want to ride on it again. But the fear that we feel of being in the human body, it's all made up. You ever see a baby that's starting to crawl around? What is he afraid of? As parents, we panic and quickly teach them our fears. But you do come back if you choose to. And if you choose not to, you don't have to. And if you come back, you might not come back in a physical being, like, you know, two legs, two arms kind of thing. You may come back as a guide for somebody, which means you're still connected to the spiritual world. And you're just making a bond or connecting to the person's physical being. Spiritual being while they carry a physical body. Stan, yes, I did touch on the friends part and the pets. If it's alive, it's got energy in it. If it's got energy, it's got God in it. When you go back to the home of God, God's there, including you and your pet. And the person that you might not have gotten along with very well on this side, they're there too. Or the love of your life. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. So to answer a very short question of yours, yes, if there was a life in it here, you will be connected to it because you are still connected to it everywhere. And when you so desire to see them, they'll appear over there. Yes, you will see your pets. You know, am I going to see the dog that bit me when I was 12? Man, I'm going to be upset with that one. Well, I guess I won't have the emotion to care. And realize maybe he needed to do that so I could be more cautious. I don't know. Anyhow, we're talking today about questions and answers, and we're trying our best to get through them. And do we choose our guides? I think I answered that one earlier. Do we choose the guys that comes along? Well, they're a part of your team, right? So they may choose to be a part of the team, but we say we're going to put up a, you know, like a choir, for example, and we need baritones and sopranos, and we need costume and directors and the whole box. You know, people will just go in the box and pick out, not physically, but choose the role they're going to play. Is it going to be your wife? Is it going to be your son or your daughter, your teacher, your minister, your bus driver? Whatever it is that surrounds you, the one that has a lot of influence in your life, or the one that even scares the bejeebies out of you and sets you on a different path, that is not a coincidence. And everybody else that's in that circumference of your existence is a part of your team. And it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. You've come from a place of love. You will return to a place of love. And remember this, that love, like I said, is a state of being. It is not an emotion. And I'm going to get pushed back on that because that's what some people do. Is my higher self God? Your every part of yourself is God. I think of going to a higher level of consciousness is just giving you a gateway for communication that makes it that much easier. But if you could do it right where you're sitting and where you are right now, you'll truly understand that it is God, all of it. It's not that the image that was given to us as what God is, some really gray hair dressed gentleman and with a book keeping tabs on your do's and don'ts. And are you sinning versus non-sinner? That's not what it is. It's not a physical being. It's an existence. It's the energy. It's everything that is over there that governs this world. If you can imagine a tech room that's controlling a technical room that's controlling all the functionalities and cameras of everything that's going on in this theater, lights, movement, sound, everything, it's all controlled from one area. Well, that's pretty much what's going on, right? Your central station, if you want to call it that. But it is, in fact, a state of being. I keep saying that because I need for you to understand it. More on the question path. When do we pay our karmatic debt? I went through that already. How many lives do we live? Now, that's a good question. I like that. Well, that is totally up to you. Totally, totally up to you. I heard somewhere today, a couple of days ago, that we've had over 100 billion people living on this planet at some point, like from then till now, including now, based on the length of time that we've been here, over 100 billion. I mean, right now we're talking about 7.6 or somewhere there. So we've had many different, say, generation, many different ancestors. We've been connected, we're still connected to the first one, and the first two. And they're a part of us. They're my ears, they're my eyes, they're my nose, they're my belly, they're everything. How many lives are you going to live? How many lives are you going to be here? Well, that would be the question that you and only you can answer. We've met in my past, I've met past life regressions. And what they do is they show you some of the previous lives that you've had. And they show you in way of hypnosis or bringing you to a level of consciousness as to some of the lives that you've had in the past. That's what they do. And I've had a few, and so have you. You can always tell the new spirits, like the new bodies, and you versus the old souls, the older bodies. And the older souls are a little bit more laid back, easygoing, don't sweat the small stuff. And the new ones are the hyper ones that lives in the city and wants to conquer the world. As time goes on and they learn the art, that the fact that we own nothing, we control nothing. You think you do. We all think we own and control, but we don't. We're like a straw in a streaming flow of water going downhill. Go ahead and try and stop yourself or jump off or change your mind and go in the other direction. Everything is at borrowed time. We've come here to visit. When you go to the theater, yeah, temporarily you're sitting in that seat, and because you paid money to go in, you own that seat and this is mine. But then in another hour or so, you have to get up and leave it and somebody else comes and occupy it. You've never once see the Brinks truck heading off to the cemetery. Your past loved ones, we're not to grieve them. They haven't gone to a bad place. We may miss them, but it's a temporal thing. They've just flown on ahead of you. There's no time concept on the other side. We just have time. We keep schedule. It's been 10 years. It's been 15 years. But there is no time. You're just there. There's no Seiko watches over them. Sorry to tell you that. But you're just there. Let them go, knowing full well you will reunite to hold on to them is you're bringing them back here all the time. When you show up and bring the flowers, or when you cry about it, or you got a constant reminder, it's a cycle, and your turn soon will come. You're listening to Barrington. Thank you. Today got a little almost cynical, but it didn't. And I was just answering some of the questions I wanted to get off the top. I've got a ton of them. I haven't gotten through a third of them, and we're going out on time. But one of the ones that I do want to jump on is, how does the meditation work, or does it work? Of course it does. It's something that will take you some time to warm up into that lifeline. You have to sort of give away what you thought was real. Turn the mind down. Submit yourself to all that there is, and wait. Again, and I've said this many times, it's almost as if you're removing the lid from a jar that you were trapped in. Once the lid is open, you're now exposed to all that there is. Meditation brings you to a higher level of consciousness, almost like the outer body experience, where you're more closer or better at understanding what you're doing or who you are. If trying to sit still, like I recommend to everybody, and giving it 3 minutes in the morning, six, you know, until you get good at it, because it will take a while, you're practicing it, it's like lifting weights. You're not going to go there and lift the weight up and get that whooping bulge that we all want, should want, or may want. But by practicing it and doing it over and over and over again, it becomes you. It becomes you. But it takes time to practice to get there. The differences between, this is a question, what is the difference between your mind and the brain? What's their relationship? Well, they're separate. The mind is still connected to the spiritual world. We know that. We get ideas all the time in our minds, all of them, some being good, some being it bad. And another question I had was about bad. But the mind has its own thing going on. It is connected to the spiritual world. The brain in the body is simply just the interpreter. So the ideas that you want to change about everything, tell the mind, communicate with the mind. There you connect. There you are communicating with everything on the spiritual side. When a message is being sent out, an idea comes across the board, you get it, you hear it. Like if you're on the same station, the same frequency, the same state of mind, pardon the pun, you will get that message. And you may dismiss it and think, oh, that's so silly. Why would anybody want to make something that you could just pick up and call somebody across the country? How silly is that? Or is it? A signal comes out, you receive the signal, you interpret it, you pass it on to the brain interprets it for the body. And I said this last show, the brain would be the manager, while we know the mind is the CEO, and they're completely separate. Wake up. Wake up and understand. I said briefly last week, there's no purgatory. That was one of our questions today. No purgatory. Yes, and another question is, do we choose to come? Yes, we did choose to come here. Can we see our plans that we made before we come? Absolutely. You made them and they're there. But all of this takes a long journey across the path of spirituality. So for the last minute, let me explain that if you want to practice meditation, you don't have the time to sit still and doing all these things. Concentrate on your breathing as often as you can. Just literally see it come in, go inside your system, and going back out. As you are doing that, you know, you're not thinking about anything else but just that. And then you are in a state of meditation. And as you more you practice that, the better it will become for you. You could do that anytime, anywhere. Put your focus on the air coming in and then the air going into your lungs, and then it's going back out. As you're doing that, you're meditating. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes for you. And as you practice doing that, you will see yourself becoming more enlightened, because you've stopped the chatter of the mind. You've slowed it down. Thank you very much, everybody, for being a part of the show today. I really like the fact that you're there. And to all the listeners who are always sending me emails, thank you. I appreciate those. I try my best to respond to them. And you can always catch a show Tuesday night at 10 p.m.
That would be Thursday.
Thursday night, sorry, sir. Thursday night at 10 p.m. And it'll be there. Thank you, Gary. And until we should talk again, we will. I want you to have a wonderful week. Enjoy your summer months, if that's what you're having right now. And please be safe, be kind to each other, and practice loving you first. That's where it's most important. Until we meet again, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.